Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. What a blessing it is to come to the Word of God day by day, week by week, month by month, and even year by year, and learn of the living God. He's provided His scriptures for us. He's invited us to know Him through His Word, and we have that opportunity today. What a great advantage to be able to have God's Word before us. We always go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our studies, so if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, again, it is a joy to come before You, knowing that we have the Word of the living God in our hands. You've given us life and breath. You created us, and You've even provided Your Word, the Scriptures, the Holy Bible, so that we can know You. And I pray, Lord, that You will bless us with Your Holy Spirit today, that He would guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to that truth, so that our lives will be a blessing to You, that will be pleasing in Your eyes. We're excited for what we're going to learn today. We ask You to bless it in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The Thief or Life Everlasting. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 10, and verse 10. The Apostle John wrote, "This parable spoke Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which He spoke unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before Me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By Me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." And in chapter 10 and verse 10 of his book, John shared how Jesus said, "The thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy," or life everlasting, where we read, "The thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." The verse reads, "The thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy." John began with the words, "The thief comes not," which means the embezzler, pilferer, and stealer arises and appears for no other reason but for to steal, or except for the cause and reason of taking something that does not belong to them through stealth, and to kill, which means to slay, slaughter, emulate, and to destroy, and to put away entirely, abolish, put to ruin, and render useless. John shared how Jesus said the embezzler and stealer has no other reason to appear other than to take what does not belong to them and to slaughter, slay, and abolish and put to ruin and render things useless. The verse goes on to say, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." John continued with the words, "I am come," which means I, Jesus, have arisen and appeared that they might have life. Or so people who make entry through Him, Jesus, may hold, own, and possess life which is real and genuine, active and vigorous, and devoted to God. It is blessed in portion in this world for those who put their trust in Christ, and after the resurrection, they will be consummated by new accessions, among them a more perfect body that lasts forever, and that they might have it more abundantly. Which means, and so the people who make entry through Jesus may hold, own, and possess life which is real and genuine, active and vigorous and devoted to God. It is blessed in proportion in this world for those who put their trust in Christ, and after the resurrection they will be consummated by new accessions, among them a more perfect body that lasts forever, even more exceedingly abundantly and supreme and superadded. John shared how Jesus said the reason He came was so people may have life that is real and genuine, and that life will be supreme. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we discover the contrast between the purpose of the thief and Jesus. The thief, who is ultimately Satan himself, only appears to steal, kill, and destroy the lives of anyone he can. Jesus, on the other hand, appeared to provide abundant life to all who believe and trust in him. Whenever destruction, theft, damage, and death appear, the thief is behind it. And whenever there is abundant life, Jesus is the source. Every person is the target of the thief. And if he can steal, kill, or destroy any part of their life, he will. Jesus came to be the Savior and Lord of the world, and everyone who yields their life to him, regardless of what damage the thief has done in their life, will be forgiven of their sins and granted everlasting life with God. Let everyone who is reading, hear, and hearing these words submit themselves to the only one, Jesus, who is able to provide exceedingly abundant life. Next time, John shares how Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.